Sometimes the kind thing to do is to say no. Yeah, is to say no. And that takes a lot of wisdom. Yeah, that takes wisdom. If we just get, you know, we feel compassion, we feel sorry for the person, and we just think that we can just dump money in, doesn't help. Will this be considered ni ai? That's ni, right? Yes. Yeah. And unfortunately, I must say that, you know, I have some students who are doctors or dentists and so on. What I know is that, like dentists or lawyers or doctors, they have no choice but to fix people's teeth, right? Or to help people to prescribe medication to help them. But many times they prefer to do preventive measure. That means to teach people how to brush their teeth, to floss, and so on and so forth, or to help people to change their diet, do exercise, live a healthier lifestyle, learn how to cope with their stress, and so on, so that you don't fall sick to begin with. Yeah, and then you don't have to see the doctor to cure you of your sickness. In the same way, sometimes I've been telling students, don't come to me only when the problem becomes so big. Because usually by the time you reach this stage, right, it's much harder to solve than if we had done preventive measures. And that's why we have Dharma talks like this. Yeah, Dharma talks is meant to be the preventive measures. Yeah. By the time people are in that state, of course, we still try to help them and we try to see what else can be done. But better to take preventive measures. Yeah. So, of course, this topic is not just about truant children or family members who gamble away their money and then ask us for help. It's not just about that. But let's just look at this part. That this happens not overnight. Yeah. This kind of situation happened over a long period of time. So it starts off at a younger age, at the first time. When the first time your family member, your friend, your child is given a blank check, yeah, or gets into some trouble, but is allowed to be so-called rescued, yeah, then that sets a precedence. Chloe says she agrees, seek help earlier, applies for all sort of help, medical, dental, psychotherapy, and spiritual guidance. Absolutely, yeah. So don't wait until it becomes a big problem, then try to solve it. Of course, if you reach the stage where it's a big problem, then faster. Yeah, then look for us immediately. Don't drag, and don't think that, oh, Sifu is busy. Let me tell you if I'm busy, okay? So then we come back to the topic again. But then when do we exercise compassion? And in what way do we exercise compassion? Because how do we know that we have enough wisdom to exercise compassion fully? The truth is we cannot really tell, you know? And we cannot wait until you have the full wisdom, like the Buddha, then you say, oh, let's be compassionate. Yeah, we have to start somewhere. And many times, we have to learn through experience also. In recent years, there's all this scam like, you know, 这里是 移民厅, 你有一些包裹, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, use your discretion. So this is one specific case. Yeah. And to me, this is one way to so-called exercise your wisdom, if you will. Yeah. But to do that, you must not start off thinking you don't have wisdom. Yeah. And I like to again highlight, I don't think it's about me having wisdom or not, but it's about asking yourself, what makes sense, yeah, and what doesn't make sense, yeah, and to take a step back and come back to this topic and say, compassion isn't simply about fulfilling the wishes of that person, yeah. Is to ask ourselves, if we do what the person requests, does it help the person in the long term? Does it help the person in the short term? Or both? Or none? When I was in Kuo Ming San, and in the initial years, I didn't have any duty, so I was just going up to the fourth floor to meditate and just do my practice. And one day, one guy just come forward and talk to me and ask me whether I can help him. And similarly, I thought, okay, yeah, sure. And this student, this lay person openly told me that he just came out of the jail. And he showed me this letter that showed his name and that he has just been released from jail. And then another letter that showed that he is going to the hospital for some treatment. And he need to pay those bills. So, for that case, I told him, I said, I will try to help, but not to pass him the money. Again, he asked whether I can just pass him the money. But I told him, I said, I'm willing to help, but I need time to go and find sources for the money, number one. Number two, I also need to get one of the staff to follow you to the hospital to pay. Yeah. Usually, this is the line. Whether the person really need the money to do what they claim that they want to do, or they just want the money. Yeah. If you offer to do it for them, pay the organizations for them, and they say thank you very much, much appreciated, then it's very likely it's true. But if they say, no lah, very troublesome lah, just pass me the money, and they give all kinds of reasons and excuses, they're probably more interested in the money than your help. Yeah. Compassion, I think, is a beautiful thing, and this quality is even more needed today than ever. Yeah. There's so much suffering in this world, even without COVID, and especially with COVID. And that's why scams work, you know. That's why scams work, and that's why it's easy for us to fall prey and for people to then take advantage of our kindness. But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't help. We should not kill our